Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. Tonight's encore presentation is from Circle Craft Studies in 2012, where Selena led a discussion on connecting and working with the goddess as Crone and her powers of wisdom, maturity, inner sight, release, healing, death, and rebirth.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. And this is Selena Fox, and tonight we're going to explore the powers of the Crone. The Crone is sometimes known as the wise old woman. Sometimes she's called the Crone Goddess, the old one, keeper of the cauldron, the dark mother, the harvest queen, the hag, the wise woman, the witch, grandmother. She goes by many names. And tonight we're going to explore some of her forms, and we're going to connect with her powers. I'd like to begin with the Crone Circle Casting Chant. I created this a number of years ago for a croning ceremony celebrating the passage of a woman into senior womanhood, celebrating the menopause rite and entering the next phase of life. Crone of earth, crone of soil, crone of air, crone of winds, crone of fire, crone of flames, crone of water, crone of waters, crone of land, crone of planet, crone of heaven, crone of cosmos, crone of spirit, crone of soul, crone of the circle, crone of mystery. Crone, we greet you, we honor you, we welcome you here into our show, into our circle. Be in us, be with us, guide us, teach us, help us on our path in life and our work in service to the greater community of life of which we are all part. So be it. Well, the Crone takes a variety of different forms. Sometimes she is pictured in a playful fashion, sometimes in a stern fashion, sometimes in a nurturing fashion, sometimes in a disciplinarian fashion. She has taken different forms in different cultures through the ages and around the world. Amongst the Welsh, Ceridwen, the goddess of wisdom and the cauldron. In ancient Greece, Hecate, the goddess of the crossroads. In old Germany, Holda, the goddess of the wild hunt, she of winter solstice. In Irish and Scottish traditions, as Banshee, harbinger of death. She sometimes is the face of winter, sometimes the face of the harvest. Sometimes she's the face of rebirth, as she is the grandmotherly midwife. Sometimes she is the queen of the dead, a goddess of funerals and the funeral pyre. Sometimes she is connected with mystery of the deep, dark night sky, of the waning and dark moon. She's been associated with a variety of different creatures in one or more of her guises. Sometimes she takes the form of cat or a snake. Spiders are connected with her. Ravens and crows, hounds and wolves, sows and frogs, and yes, dragons have been associated with the crone. She has places connected with her. Sometimes it's the underworld, deep caves, watery depths. Sometimes it's the night sky, the cosmos. But perhaps the most common associated place for the crone is at a crossroads. For when you encounter the crone, you encounter choice and transformation, transitions. She has sacred times. For many, that time is in the middle of the night, in the cycle of the sun. It's late fall moving into the winter, in the cycle of life of plants. It is the harvest time and the seeding time, as vegetation decays and seeds are released. In the lunar cycle, as the moon wanes, and as the moon is dark and then becomes new again. She has a variety of different symbols that have been connected with her. The cauldron is a symbol of transformation. And one of the most powerful images of the crone, the wise old woman before a cauldron, stirring that cauldron or peering into it and its depths. She also has symbols connected with some of her other aspects, the harvested grain, the crescent moon that is waning, a staff, symbol of power, as well as symbol of support in the aged one walk. The throne, or a place that is a seat of power, another symbol for her. Sometimes she's depicted in sacred art as holding a sickle or a scythe or scissors to cut the thread of life. Sometimes she is shown with a torch or torches. Indeed, Hecate, the goddess, as crone amongst the classical past, is frequently shown with those torches in her hands or of those around her. We've looked at some of her associated symbology. Now let's take a look at her powers. What are the powers of the crone? And when do we work with the crone? The crone is versatile. And the crone is part of our lives, whether we choose to intentionally work with that aspect of the goddess or not. As we look into our own ancestral past, we all have not only mothers, but grandmothers and great-grandmothers and great-great-grandmothers and foremothers that are crones of sorts. So within our own ancestry, the crone is there as part of our DNA, part of our life force. And be us female or male, the crone is there within us as a form of the divine. And by developing our relationship with this form of the divine in one or more aspects, by one or more of her sacred names and forms, we can better connect not only with the divine as a whole, but with one or more of her specific powers. Wisdom. She is the vessel, the holder, the keeper, the guardian of wisdom. Not only information and knowledge, but the ability to take that learning and to apply it in appropriate ways. When you feel in need of guidance, call on the crone with her wisdom powers. She can help you connect with the wisdom part of your own deep self, your own soul. There's a form of folk art called nested dolls, common in Eastern Europe, in particular the Ukraine and some other parts of that part of the world. Sometimes they're Russian nesting dolls. Essentially, there's a series of small wooden dolls that fit within each one. Each are crafted and painted. And I see that the crone in the wisdom aspect is the embodiment of the other aspects of the goddess as triple goddess. She has within her the maiden and around the maiden, the mother, and she as crone surrounds the mother as well as grandmother. As a result of her evolution as a sacred form and looking at the cycle of sacred womanhood life, she's experienced maidenhood, motherhood, and now is in cronehood, taking that experience of the life journey and being able to apply it with present and future situations. So as you are in need of some guidance in decision making, call on the wise crone. There are ways to do this, and one would be to use the phrase, wise crone, come to me, be with me, guide me, teach me, and to make a chant of that. And as you do, you can imagine yourself going to a sacred place and having the crone, as wise crone, come and be before you. In your meditation, you honor her and you invite her to impart her wisdom. You phrase a question and then you imagine her sharing her wisdom with you. As you come out of the meditation, give thanks to her, and then with a journal nearby, write down your experiences. And once you've done that, continue to write. For often, by calling on the crone, you not only have the wisdom through the meditation work, but that process opens up the wisdom that's deep within you, and she speaks through you, through your own writing and process. Another aspect that is the crone and speaks to her power is she who is the aging one, the mature crone, the crone that's comfortable with her own skin, who has the wisdom of aging. And as you grow and develop in your life's journey, as you are reaching particular crossroads in your own journey, she can be very powerful in helping you with your transition from one part of your life to the next. As you are developing your own personal identity, as you change courses of study, occupations, residences, relationships, she can be the teacher of aging and the mysteries of life's journey. Another power of the crone is that of inner sight, of intuition. This is the magic crone, the psychic crone. She who not only sees the embroidery of life in its patterning side, but she who can help you see the other side of that embroidered cloth, to see the underside, to see the connections between the colored threads and the patterns, where they are knotted, where they connect, where they are distinct, and where they are joined. the magic crone, the crone of inner sight, is the one to call upon as you seek to develop your powers of imagination. As you learn a particular form of divination, call on the crone of inner sight to aid you in activating and developing your own inner sight, your intuition, your inner knowing. She can aid you in your growth as a seer. She can aid you in your development of your clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and other intuitive skills. She can help you explore the hidden dimensions of your own consciousness, past lives, your ability to communicate through telepathy, through sensing intuitively, developing hunches, developing what some call the inner knowing or the inner bell, the still small voice within. As you work with the crone and her powers of inner sight, not only invoke her, but give her thanks as you go through each experience. Another power of the crone is that of release. The crone can help us break out of negative patterns of being. She can destroy as well as create. And that destruction can be therapeutic. An image that you can work with as you seek to break out of an old pattern that's outmoded is to center yourself, then imagine yourself either tied with cord and rope and having the crone there to cut that cord or rope, or you may be surrounded with chains representing the outmoded way of being, and she basically releases you from the chains. Whatever form works best for you, experience the constriction, call on her to bring about release, and then see her come as the releaser, as the liberating destroyer, and as the chains melt away, the cords are cut, as you become free, then spend time in your meditation listening to her about ways to bring about that liberation and to sustain it and to start new patterns of behavior that are healthier. Pay attention to that guidance. Envision yourself putting the guidance into action. And then make a note of your process to aid you as you continue to work with the liberator crone, the crone who brings about release. Now, the crone also has been associated with death. And because of the destructive dimension of her as releaser, and because of her intertwining with death, the face of the crone with death and destruction has proven to be scary to some people. But when one looks at death as part of the cycle of life, and when one looks at the crone as part of a circle of the sacred, that fear and angst around endings can be dissolved away. Indeed, the face of the crone as death bringer and death guider can be a kindly face. If you have occasion to be with a loved one who's in the final stages of life, be that a companion creature or a relative or a friend, call on the crone in her death aid form, not only to be present to help with the process, but to help you be able to do what is appropriate for your loved one who is crossing over. She who is comfortable with death as part of the circle of life, death, and rebirth can be a great role model for you. And she can be a comforter for you and for those you are supporting. Another way of working with the crone of death is coming to terms with your own finiteness of life. Samhain time, late October, beginning of November, is the festival in the wheel of the year that's been associated with death, not only because in places with the four seasons, this is where the vegetation is literally dying, but this is a time associated with paying respects to ancestors, beloved dead who have crossed over that we've known earlier in this life, and to the dead as a whole. It's a time of paying respects for the dead through offerings, through reflections, through ceremonies. But it's also a time where we can look and connect with and understand the mysteries of death and beyond. To dispel fear around death and to come to terms with death as a teacher. And in so doing, enhance our life and our ability to live life to the fullest. As you prepare to do Samhain ceremonies, the crone of death can aid you in creating rituals and meditations, in reaching out and connecting with beloved dead, in finding ways to learn about, connect with, and honor ancestors, and to carry forth their legacy into the world and to pass that on to future generations. The crone of death can help us with endings, not just getting a better understanding about the physical death process, but developing skills in other types of death, psychological death, which is letting go of an old way of being. Psychological death support when lifestyle has changed, where life circumstances have changed, relationships have changed, things that you are doing in life has changed. Each time you're starting a new chapter in your life, you're bringing an end to the old one as you start a new one. Here again, we have Crone, not only of death, but of rebirth. She who is at the crossroads. And we have to look at the power of the Crone as midwife. She who not only knows of endings, but knows of beginnings. She who can encourage and inspire you to try new things, to stretch beyond your comfort zone into new areas, to help you psychologically, emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually grow. The Crone also can be connected with literally new life. Life passages celebrating pregnancy and birth and the growth into childhood and beyond. So in addition to psychological birth and rebirth, the Crone can aid you in your own process of welcoming new life into this world, into your support system. And the power of the Crone for healing. And in healing, many of the powers of the Crone come together. Crone is healer. To bring about greater wellness, there is a dispelling of disease, a calling forth of new, healthier ways of being, and a sustaining of wellness. The Crone as healer can teach us where we need greater balance in our lives, in our bodies, in our thoughts, in our actions, in our emotions, and in our spiritual life. The Crone as healer can help us reset ourselves, to allow new patterning to not only come into being, but to lock into a new pattern and to hold. The Crone can be comforter. Indeed, calling on the grandmotherly comforting Crone can be a powerful form of meditation, invocation, and ritual when you have need to do that. The Crone can be a source of guidance about how we can help heal ourselves. And the Crone can aid us when we're providing healing support to others. So as we think about the Crone and Crone powers, call to mind some ways that you have already connected with the Crone. call to mind some images of the crone already at work in your own life. And then, as you so do this, give thanks to the crone. Appreciate the crone. And that next level of seeing the beauty of the crone and aged ones that are in your life. Not only those you know, but those who have gone before, those you've encountered in fictional stories and pop culture. As we go into this Samhain time, this is a powerful time to connect with the crone and all of her powers. I'd like to conclude this teaching part of our Circle Craft study tonight, but by guiding you in a short crone crossroads meditation. In the next few moments of quiet, take some deep, slow breaths. Feel yourself comfortable. Experience yourself surrounded with a radiant light to provide a centered and focused place for your inner work. And then in your mind's eye, imagine a painting forming. And in the painting, you see a crossroads. And at that crossroads, you see a wise old crone who is there to be a teacher for you. As the form comes into being, you see that painting turning into a portal, and you journey into that painting and into that scene. And you are standing at the crossroads. You see three roads all converging with the crone. And she points down one pathway and she says, "Look down the road of the past." And as you do, you see an image appearing on that road to the past. Pay attention to that image. Reflect on it. And you take that image into yourself for reflection. You give thanks to the crone. And now she points you in another direction. And that is the road of the present. She invites you to look down the road to the present and to see what symbol forms there. You gaze at the road into the present and you pay attention to what forms. And you carry that image into yourself for reflection. And now the crone invites you to look down a third road, and you see a mist forming. And she says, look into that mist, for that is the path to the future. Look into the future and pay attention to what comes out of that mist. And as you look, you see something take form. And you give thanks as you take that into yourself and your memory. And as you look at the crone, at this crossroads place, you thank her for being there with you tonight. And if it feels right to do so, invite her to continue to work with you in future meditations and reflections and contemplations on crossroads, on healing, on death and rebirth, on release, on maturity, on inner sight, on wisdom. And as you shift your awareness from the crossroads and the crone, you carry with you the memories of your experience. You experience yourself moving through the portal that is the painting in your mind's eye, coming back to the here and now. And as you take some deep, slow breaths, if you have paper or pen or some other means of notation nearby, make a note of what you saw on the road to the past, what you saw on the road to the present, and what you saw coming out of the mist of the road to the future. Make a note of your experience with that crossroads and the crone, and give thanks. Crone, you are within us. You are with us. Crone, we give thanks to you for your powers of wisdom, your powers of maturity, of inner sight. We give thanks to your creative powers of release and destruction, liberation, your powers of death and rebirth, your powers of healing, and your powers of well-being that incorporates all your powers. Ancient crone, aged crone, wise crone, we honor you, we remember you, we celebrate you, and invite you to continue to be in us and with us, to guide our own spiritual growth and development, now and in the times to come. So be it. And now, in this final part of our evening, I invite feedback via chat. Should anyone wish to call, the number is 347-308-8222. I welcome into the conversation, into our discussion, David and Jeanette. Good evening.
Hello there. Good evening.
Crone blessings.
Crone blessings.
So I'm wondering if you can share some personal thoughts or share some of crone-related chat that may have been unfolding.
Right now, just people are just kind of starting to comment on it, and you know that they needed it and this sort of thing. Yeah, there are parts of it that I just kind of briefly kind of touched on for myself. I'll have to listen to it again. Also, the one thing that came to me that I was thinking about more was just how, because you spend a little bit of time talking about like the crone in her different, I guess, with her different faces or her different guises or however you would put it.
Right.
I have always, there's really only two ways I've always connected, mainly has, for me personally, has been with the crone as Caradwyn, you know, the whole cauldron of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Caradwyn isn't the only one culturally that has a cauldron of wisdom. Others do too, but that's always the one that has resonated the most with me.
Yes, and you know, part of this month of October, I'm doing a series of five shows that I am nicknaming the Season of the Witch. Well, one of the ways that witch in the wisdom bringer and worker of nature magic, one of the forms she has is a wise old woman around a cauldron. You're going to see that in pop culture. You're going to have stories about it, the cauldron of wisdom and inspiration. And also as part of the series, I'm actually going to do a whole program on cauldron witchery. Well, it seemed important to begin the series with the crone. With or without a cauldron, she is very much in people's minds and consciousness, whether they would consider themselves pagan or not. Some of the pop culture images of her, the so-called Halloween witch image, is not necessarily attractive or even pleasant. Sometimes she takes more of a scary, toxic green skinned like image, and really right out of The Wizard of Oz in pop culture from 1939, right? Too often the Halloween and artwork pictures the wise old woman not as someone who's pleasant to look at, but somebody who's really scary. Well, wisdom can be scary. Dealing with death can be scary. Dealing with breaking through can be scary for people. Change can be scary. But yet, Caradhwen in the old tales, she's certainly a powerful goddess, but wisdom can help you move through the scariness and actually embrace deeper dimensions of self that are more peaceful and aware.
Cool.
Yeah, I think that we need to develop in pop culture at this time of year in particular here in the Northern Hemisphere some images of older women that are powerful. And yes, they can be with their cauldrons, but actually, as we connect with them, feeling a sense of joy and excitement rather than dread and horror. And I do think that the crone can really help society as a whole embrace more diverse images of aging. Aging doesn't necessarily have to always mean decrepit and in decline. That certainly, over time, the human body does eventually wear out. You know, we all have expiration dates. However, I think some new images of the crone are appearing not only in pagan art, but in movies and films, short ones, long ones, and many people are finding that we can embrace the crone in more pleasant ways.
Right, and it's funny because as there's some different threads coming up about, you know, women embracing, you know, the coming, their that phase of their life for themselves, and as they were talking about it, Terry Wagner was talking about it, and a couple of the other women, and one of the things that come to mind is there's a fellow minister that we know, a Circle Sanctuary minister, Anastasia, Anna, and Anna, you know, when I think of a crone, I also think of someone like Anna, who, you know, she's a grandmother, she's, you know, she's in her 60s, but she's like, you know, the body kind of grandmother, kind of says what's on her mind, doesn't care. She's at that age in her life where it's like, you know what, I'm older, and I can say what I want, and I can do what I want. And that's kind of how I see the crone for myself, is not only this wisdom, but this total reclaiming where, you know what, I'm old, I've lived my life, and I don't really give a crap what anybody says. And I really like that.
You're not really as concerned with how others see you and pleasing other people, if it, you know, it's yeah, you know.
Yeah, because
that's a release. That's quite a, I mean.
It is.
It seems very liberatingly releasing for her.
Yes, and I really got a kick out of just how she was and stuff when we saw her at the Green Spirit Festival a couple months ago, and that really kind of stuck with me, just kind of how she is and just how she embraces that for herself, and I think that's really cool. There's a book written by two women who are not pagan, but they're midwives, and they wrote this book about the woman's wheel of life, and so rather than there being only three main phases, there's a fourth phase of women's life, and within that, you know, there's these different sub-phases that all have to do with, like, different other aspects within those. And, you know, one of them is the woman, the crone, as a sorceress, and as, you know, these other phases that are really very power reclaiming, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's exciting that more people are spending time and attention on the crone, talking about the crone, that older women in society as a whole are becoming more visible, are running for elected office, are showing up in all sorts of places. And I really do think as we put on what I call our Krohn detectors, we can look at older women, and yes, you know, the equivalent that's being used for talking about older men in society is sages, so Krohn's and stages, that we can look at actually people in our lives that we personally know, people in the greater society that inspire us, that are older women, that are older men, that are embracing vitality, that are continuing to thrive. And I do think that that can aid us all in our aging process. And I also think that it's a real nod to ancient cultures where the older people in society, rather than being invisible and kind of shut away, were actually valued and celebrated and respected. And I do think that there's continuing to be growth and celebration of women as they reach menopause, of embracing the Krohn dimension of life, to the point that these senioring ceremonies are called Krohnings. And not only are women from different pagan traditions taking part in individual and group Krohning rites, we have our big Krohn temple of wisdom and kind of group Krohnings that happen every year at the Pagan Spirit Gathering. But people of different religions are starting to reclaim the Krohn word and celebrate the aging process. So the Krohn is continuing to work magic in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, it seems to be a whole reclamation of that. And, you know, some of it may have had some impact, been impacted just by, I don't know, pollination of other, from other cultures, you know, more of an impact of some of these other traditions and stuff, and people just starting to throw away and discard these antiquated ideas of what, you know, it means when you get old. And the fact is, now we have all these women in Hollywood who are 50s, and they're in their 50s, and they're 60s, and, I mean, some have had plastic surgery, but a lot of them haven't, and they look really good. So they're redefining this quote-unquote elderly sort of mentality about stuff. And then you have people like Betty White, who's almost 90, and she's, I mean, she's funny, and she's crazy, and she says stuff all the time and gets away with it. I mean, when I think of an old person, I also think about someone like her, too, because, I mean, she has embraced, she's a Hollywood, she's a television Hollywood icon, and she's embraced her senior years, you know, in a very liberating way as well.
Yeah, well, and I wish everyone Krohn blessings tonight and in the weeks to come, and hope that the Krohn in her many powers will come to mind as one encounters images of this time of year, and that we find some good ways to celebrate aging, whatever our walk of life. Well, I want to thank everyone who tuned in tonight. I want to thank you for tuning in, as well as those who are listening later. Next week, we are going to look at ways of celebrating Samhain and Halloween. We're going to look at how those two holidays are similar, but how they're different. And we're going to do some explorations of lore and traditions, old and new. I'm going to share some chants and meditations and some customs, and wish all of you a great Samhain tide. Yes, we are now in the waning of the moon, and we're moving towards Samhain time up here in the northern hemisphere. And I invite those of you who are listening to check in with me on Facebook and Twitter. My main Facebook page is Selena Fox Updates, And on Twitter, it's Selena_Fox. So join together with us again next week. I want to thank David and Jeanette for your support for the show. I want to thank the Pagans Tonight Radio Network and Tracy and everybody else who's part of that. And if you want some more information about Circle Sanctuary and the different things that we're doing at this Samhain time, you can find us on the web, www.circlesanctuary.org, and we'll be posting things there as well as on Twitter and Facebook as part of our celebration of Samhain time. Well, to go forth, we're going to hear Hecate by Wendy Rule. Stay tuned for Pagan Priest.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.